Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Back here in Revelation chapter number 22. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and they may enter in through the gates into that city. Now, I want you to notice a contrast between verse number 14 and verse number 15. In verse number 14, they enter into the city, these believers, okay? All the righteous enter into that city. But look in verse number 15, the contrast. For without... outside of the city. Where are they at? Well, they're not just outside the city walls. They're now in the lake of fire. We learn that in Revelation chapter number 20 about that great white throne judgment. But they're making a statement. And the word without is the Greek word exo. E-X-O. It's interesting. Literally, they are exed out. These that are they're without. And there are going to be a far greater number of people who are exed out than who enter in. A far greater. How do you know that, preacher? Because Jesus said so. Matthew chapter number 7. These passages of scriptures are very, very dear to me. Matthew chapter number 7. I remember Daddy was preaching one Sunday morning. He was in Matthew chapter 7. In verse number 21, he's preaching when Jesus said, not everyone that comes to me saying, Lord, Lord, will enter in. You know, the thought. But it's, depart from me that work iniquity, I never knew you. You know the verse there. Well, I'll never forget that Sunday morning. I was 22 years of age, and Daddy's preaching there. And here I am, a preacher's kid, in church all my life, literally all my life. I knew the songs. I could quote scripture. But that hit me so deep that I knew that if I died, I'd go to hell. As a Baptist preacher's kid, I'd been baptized. I was a church member. A lot of things I could add to that. But anyway, so Matthew chapter 7 is special to me, but we find in Matthew chapter 7 in verses 13 and 14, Jesus addresses this about those who enter in and those who are exed out. When he says, enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. So we see the contrast once again. Jesus said there's going to be many who are exed out, who are without. And there will be few who will enter in. Now, how many a few is and how many many is, I don't know. I do believe that these few, there will be millions and millions of people who will enter in. Tens of millions of people. The many, I can't count, but I'm sure those are in the billions of people that are exed. Are you following? There's so many thoughts out there about everybody having second chances of being saved and after they die. They may have a second chance of receiving Christ, and that is not so. Matter of fact, today is the day of salvation. You call upon him while he's near. After death, you've already set your destiny by rejection of Jesus Christ. So you see here in verse number 15 that these that are without, they're dogs. Now, it's interesting. These dogs are different than what's in Philippians we find in Philippians chapter number 3 and Matthew 15:26 are two different types of dogs. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 2, Paul the Apostle is writing to the church at Philippi, and he says, watch them dogs. Now, he ain't talking about German shepherds. He ain't talking about pit bulls and a sideline. You may get mad at me, but I talk about this at the house. I don't understand why anybody with a family has a pit bull in their house. I ain't going to get into that, but I told my kids, they started having their grandkids, I said, don't you put a pit bull in that house. You read about it all the time, about the attacking kids and awful things. I say, get your little Yorkie. little puppy, you know. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. You know, I shouldn't have said that. Some of y'all, God bless you if you do. Just be real careful. Anyway, he's talking about these dogs, watch them dogs. He ain't talking about German Shepherd pit bulls, these vicious dogs. He's literally talking about these Judaizers, these unbelievers who were out causing damage to the cause of Christ. Unbelievers, okay? They're literally, beware, they're like street dogs, okay? Well, in Matthew chapter 15, verse number 26, he actually, remember the Gentile woman, and he talks about, she's talking to Jesus, and he talks about even the dogs get the scraps from the master's table. Remember that? They were talking about that? Okay, those dogs aren't pit bulls or street dogs. These are dogs like I have at my house. Little, got a Yorkie and a Yorkie poo, whatever, a little poo. And I shouldn't do this, and Latrice gets mad at me, but they'll sit there while we eat and waiting for food. If I have a little bit of chicken, I'll give them chicken. Now, I don't recommend that's what I do. Here's a funny thing. When my grandkids are there and we got the ones in the high chairs, guess where they sit? My dogs. They don't sit by me no more. They're sitting by them high chairs around them grandkids because they know how the kids do, and they'll throw food on the floor or whatever. You don't have to worry about cleaning up because them dogs gets those scraps. Those are different kind of dogs, okay? Those are dogs you put in your lap, all right? So it's interesting, the contrast, when you see the dogs in Scripture, what it's talking about. Well, these dogs are unbelievers. It's talking about, and then it talks about sorcerers. We know what that time will allow me to get into that. Murderers, those who destroy both the body and the soul, not just people who are in prison. These are people who actually even destroy the soul of men. And just a picture there. When we think of murderers, we think of those who need to go to the electric chair, that kind of thing. No. It's more than that. We have a lot of people who are killing people. Their soul, not just their body, their mind and all. Anyway, it includes that. Idolaters, people who are not worshiping the true God, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. All these things are unbelievers, they're Christ rejectors. And in verse number 16, and I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. And again, I want you to notice the plural of the churches. Again, just a sideline. There is no such thing as a universal mystical church. No such thing. Some of you don't know what I'm talking about. This is going out on radio and internet and all, and I may get some flack. Okay. There's only one kind of church, and that's a local visible assembly of believers, whether it's Westwood Missionary Baptist Church, whether it's whatever church, Landmark, or whatever it may be, they're that heritage, wherever it may be, they're that local, visible body of believers. And he uses that term. Matter of fact, the word churches is used 114 times in the New Testament, that word ecclesia. And it's always referring to a particular location, to the church at Philippi, to the church at Thessalonica, to the church at Laodicea. Are you following? Church in a special. And Jesus said, to the churches, not to the church, universal, but to those individual churches in that geographical location. And it's a privilege to belong to a church, to be a member of one of the Lord's churches. It's a privilege. It's so many things that go along with that. And a little sideline of joke, trying to put it together about the universal church. He says, do you believe in universal church? Well, we don't believe in universal church, but we sure have a bunch of universal or invisible church, but we sure have a lot of invisible members. You'll get that on the way home. You know, they don't show up, they're invisible. Anyway, I want you to see the thing, church. This is the first time that the word church has been mentioned since Revelation 3, okay? From Revelation 4 on, we don't see the word church anymore. What does that tell us? The churches aren't going to be here. It's just one little sideline. You know, we pick it up at the end here where he addresses the churches again. But all from Revelation 4 on, you don't see that thought about the churches at all anyway. Just a sideline. I don't believe that they'll be present here in the tribulation.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.